So as always, begin by just being aware of your body sitting in your tram. Be aware of your body's contact with the chair and the ground. Be aware of the space around you. Be aware of your breath coming and going. And to whatever extent you can, just allowing your body to relax. Letting the chair hold you, letting the earth hold you, letting the air and the space around you hold you. And being aware of our body's connectedness, inwardly and outwardly. Letting ourselves open to the interconnectedness of all things, inwardly, outwardly, in all directions. Noticing the interconnectedness in space, interconnectedness through time. And we begin by performing the Kabbalistic cross, placing our dominant hands upon our forehead and visualizing the light above us. We say Ate. Ate. Bringing the hand down our body to the abdomen and pointing downwards and bringing the light down to our feet. We say Malchut. Malchut. Right shoulder of Geburah and the red sphere of Geburah. Ve-Geburah. Left shoulder of Gedulah, the blue sphere of kindness. Ve-Gedulah. To the center and the heart, the golden sphere of Tiferet. Leolam Amen. And again. Ate. Malchut. Time. Ate. Malchut. Ve-Geburah. Ve-Gedulah. Leolam. Amen. Now building the middle pillar. Sense or visualize above your head a sphere of crystal white light. Keter, the crown of creation. And here we chant E'aye, I will be what I will be. E'aye. Center of the crown sphere of Keter, the pillar of white light descends to the level of the throat, where it becomes an incandescent sphere of violet grey, Da'at, the sphere of mystery. And here we contemplate Yud He Vav He Elohim, I create. Yod He Vav He Elohim. 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 Feel a connection between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at, as the pillar of light now descends to the heart level of Tiferet, where it becomes the golden incandescent shining sun at the heart of our being. Tiferet, the sphere of beauty and balance. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Aloha Vada'at, the God that is in my heart, the God that is known to me. Yud He Vav He Aloha Vada'at. 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 Feel a connection between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet, between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at, as the pillar of light descends down into the pelvis to form the sphere of Yesod, the sphere of the foundation of life. And here we chant Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life. Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai El Chai. Feel the connection between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod, between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet, between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at. As we feel the pillar of light descending to just beneath our feet, where it becomes the shining black and rainbow sphere of Malchut, the sphere of the kingdom, the sphere of earth and ground and magnetism, and solidity. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Notice the connection between Malchut and Yesod, between Yesod and Malchut, between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod, between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet, between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at. Be aware of the whole middle pillar. I will be, I create. The God is in my heart. The almighty power is in me. I am sovereign in earth. Feel that sense of the middle pillar holding us. As we now move to working with the flow of the pillar. Breathing in, we center in Keter. Breathing out, we send the light down the front of the body. Breathing in, we bring the light around the back of the body, back to Keter. Doing this for 6 cycles. And now sending the light around the sides of the body. As we breathe in, we center in Keter. As we breathe out, we bring the light down the left side of the body to Malchut. As we breathe in, we bring the light up the right side of the body back to Keter. Again, doing this for 6 cycles.
food to the phone in it. Yeah, I've got a good one for my fat thumb, I think. I hit the wrong button.
Okay, cheers.
Thank you.
And now in the third iteration, as we breathe in and out, we center in Malkut. As we breathe in, the light spirals anti-clockwise to Geta. As we breathe out, the light descends down the middle pillar to Malkut. As we breathe in again, the light spirals up to Geta. As we breathe out, it goes down the middle pillar to Malkut. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. And now the final circulation exercise. Breathing in and out, we center in Malkut. Breathing in, we bring the light up to Keter. Breathing out, we let the light fountain through our aura, back down to Malkut. Breathing in and out again, we gather the energy. Breathing in, we bring the light up to Keter. Breathing out, we fountain the light. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. As you complete the meditative circulation exercise, then bring your attention inwards into the stillness. You hear this voice. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress potent living image, the Kadosh HaKadoshim, the inner sanctuary. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the Kadosh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, the inner sanctuary. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the Kadosh HaKadoshim, the inner sanctuary. You find yourselves in a deep blackness, a deep, still, shining blackness. And around you is a negative image, the image of something that will be, a shape that is both a cube and a sphere. Being in this strange, luminous blackness, with the negative image of the cube and the sphere, you relax into this strange, shining, negative stillness. And as you relax into being held in this place, there is a shimmering and a movement, and you find yourself standing in the midst of the Sanctum Sanctorum, the Kadosh HaKadoshim. You stand in a room, a square room with a domed roof. The floor is shining marble, translucent, so it ripples like water. The apex of the dome, there is a lattice shin, a triple flame burning in pure incandescent white light. You stand before an altar. And in front of you, in the east, there is the image of the winged human being. And behind that image, the sense of the presence of the Archangel Raphael. For the moment, however, pay attention to the winged human being. It bears in its hands the Leti Vav, the letter of joining, of connecting. Bringing opposites together. On your right hand in the wall, there is an image of the winged lion. And as you contemplate that lion, you become aware that behind the lion stands the figure of the Archangel Michael. But for the moment, we pay attention to the lion, who holds between its paws the letter Yud, letter of fire and will, the seed letter, the ignition letter. And for a moment we contemplate that. Turning to the direction behind us, we find the image of the white eagle. We contemplate this shining presence. We become aware that it holds the letter A, the great reflective letter, the second letter of the divine name. The letter that mirrors and reflects and forms. The letter of the mirror womb. And behind the eagle, we sense the presence of Gabriel. But for the moment, we pay attention to the eagle and the reflective letter A. Turning to our left, we pay attention to the north and the image of the winged bull. Who bears the hay final, the ground letter, the earthing letter, a place of solidity and magnetism. Behind the bull, we sense the Archangel Uriel, the alchemist, the angel of death and resurrection. And we contemplate the bull and our root in matter. Looking upwards, we contemplate the dome, with the shining lettuce shin at its apex. As we look into the dome, we may see images, colours. Things bright and dark, things clear and unclear. But above all, there is the sense of light and fire. As we look down, we contemplate the shining marble of the floor that ripples like water. Seeing in the floor the reflection of the dome, even our own reflection and the reflection of the walls we've been contemplating. Spend a moment contemplating the shape of the sanctuary and its reflection. Contemplating our shape and our shape's reflection. The altar we stand upon, stand in front of, and the altar's reflection. Be aware of being the nexus point between east and west, north and south, above and below. Be aware of being the place where the letters of the name converge, where Yud joins to He, Vav to He final, and all are crowned by the descent of the Shin. Place your hands upon the altar. And invite the worlds to meet in us. So that Yud, the creative Yud, is joined to the reflective He. So that the Vav, the healing breath that joins all things, may join all things together. So that the final He, the place of abundant fertility and solidity, comes into being, and that all is crowned by the shining light of the Shin. Yud He Shin Vav He Shin. Feel the vibration of the name within you. Feel the conjunction of east, west, north, and south, above, below, within you. You are the living embodiment of the name. You are the name made flesh. Feel the presence of the holy living creatures and the great angels holding you and blessing you. Be open for a moment to the divine pressure that fills this place. Open to the light, open to the blessing. Open to the sanctification of the name. Receive the living light. And as the light fills you, there's once again a sense of transition. And the images fade, and you find yourselves in the shining darkness with the negative image of the cube and the sphere. As you hear this voice, now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true form. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true form. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true form.